This is WSKG News. The Binghamton area is often associated with the letters IBM, but what about these? KKK. In the 1920s, Binghamton was the New York State headquarters for the Ku Klux Klan. While a student at Binghamton University, Jay Rubin began researching the topic, and he wrote the book The Forgotten Capital, The KKK in Binghamton, 1923 to 1928. He's on the phone from Austin, Texas, where he lives. Jay, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling me.
The KKK headquarters was initially in New York City, but in 1923, they were essentially pushed out. What happened?
The Klan of the 1920s was different than the Klan of the Reconstruction era in the South, or the Klan that we're familiar with in the Civil Rights era, also primarily in the South. The Klan of the 1920s sought to be a national organization. It was a fraternal organization, and its focus was anti-immigrant, anti-Catholic, anti-Jewish. It was clearly white supremacist, but it was not crazy about many whites as well. And the concern for the organization was that white Native American Protestants were losing their status and their hegemony in America because of the massive immigration of Catholics and Jews from Southern and Eastern Europe.
So why come to Binghamton?
In New York City, because it's such a large immigrant population and such a large Catholic and Jewish population, that they got a lot of pushback. So what happened is they felt that there were opportunities to recruit in upstate New York, and they looked for a place to basically base out of. And Binghamton came to their attention, and in part because Binghamton at the time was one of the cities that was among the had one of the smallest percentages of foreign-born residents, about 15% in 19 according to the 1920 census, and also was a place where many of the conservative values of the 1920s predominated. And Binghamton, for example, was the first city in New York to actually vote itself for prohibition. In 1918, before it became the law of the entire country. And so they thought that this could be a fertile place to organize both Binghamton and from Binghamton to organize the rest of the state, especially many of the upstate cities.
Why did they have a special interest in the prohibition?
The Native Protestants, particularly Baptists and Methodists and some of the other groups, had issues with alcohol consumption. They saw it as something that was dangerous, in terms of families. And it was also, frankly, it was a progressive. We use the term progressive these days. Meant very different things in the early 20th century. And many progressives at the time were also concerned about immigration, concerned about drinking and so forth. That was certainly one of the issues that they saw that was being promoted by immigrant populations, German brewers and other ethnic groups that were attracted, Italians and Jews, to wine and things of that sort, saloons.
So why did the Klan eventually leave Binghamton?
The Klan had purchased a headquarters on the intersection of Wall and Henry Street. And the national organization wanted ownership of that headquarters, but the local Klan leadership didn't want to give it up. And so they were basically ostracized from the national organization and tried to go on their own and were unsuccessful. And the national organization pulled their charter. One of the things that's very interesting about that building, the building no longer exists in Binghamton at the intersection of Wall and Henry Street. It's a parking lot, but it's exactly across the street from the Martin Luther King Jr. Promenade that runs along the Shenango River. And I think that's really poetic justice that that this headquarters of hate ultimately is gone and faces the promenade, which obviously reflects equality and the real American ideals that we all cherish.
Jay Rubin, author of The Forgotten Capital, The KKK in Binghamton, 1923 to 1928. Thanks again.
You're very welcome.